Blog Talk Radio.
All right, you guys. We are on. Welcome you to the show. I want to invite everybody that's coming on via Periscope, Facebook Live, and of course, right here in the studios with us over the radio station. We're so glad that you guys are tuned in with us. I am your host, Prophet Kerry Gitron, and I am excited about the Lord. Want you guys to stay tuned, stick with us. There is word from the Lord. Right now, we're going to kick off and ask you to invite and share wherever you are, whoever you are, invite and share, invite somebody to join us on. I'm going to kick off this evening worship, noonday worship, with a powerful worship song, and I believe it's going to bless your life, by Dion Kipping, By Myself, right here on with Prophet Kerry Gitron. I got some great worship with you. And then, of course, we have a word that we're going to share with you, the Lord God's people. So let's get ready and let's kick it off with the one and only, the only one, Dion Kipping.
By myself.
I need your help.
Paul said in Hebrews 12 and 1, wherefore seeing we are compassed about with so great a crowd of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that doth so easily beset us, and run with patience that this Doreen Figueroa sing, running from my life.
I believe that the word of the Lord will tremendously bless you. And I want you guys to let's call a neighbor, call a friend, and or let's just invite somebody to join us real quick as we will get into the word of the Lord. What's the number to call in? It's 563-999-3029. 563-999-3029. You can call in studio right now and talk with me. I'll be glad to talk to you. I'll be glad to pray with you, and I'll be glad to share a word from the Lord with you. So you can give us a call right here at 563-999-3029. 563-999-3029. You can call right studios, and I'll be glad to talk with you. Please give us a call. Be glad to be in contact with you and share with you what it is that the Lord has to say to his people. I want to make sure everybody can hear me well. Can you guys hear me well? I want to make sure you guys can hear me good. If you can hear me good, just give me a thumbs up or a like sign or a yes or something. I want to make sure that you guys can hear me well. All right. Okay. Sometimes we do have technical difficulties, and sometimes signals go in and out, but hey, to God be the glory. We want to make sure that you guys are still tuned in, locked in, and that you definitely can hear me well. You that are on Facebook Live, I want you to stick with us on Facebook Live. Again, you can give us a call at 563-999-3029. You can give us a call at 563-999-3029. Those of you all who are trying to call in, be glad to talk to you live on air and communicate with you and pray with you and share with you what I believe that the Lord is saying to the people of God. I want to say this, that the Lord shared the word with me, and I believe that this word wants to bless his people beyond measures and call his people to grow and develop. A word I shared with a local pastor here in Chicago, and I don't know if it's good to just share with you what I share with him, but I won't call his name. But I said to this particular pastor this morning that I talked to, that the Lord said this will be a year of restoration for that particular pastor and ministry. And I'll tell you one thing, I challenge and charge the people of God to get ready for kingdom restoration in this season and time in your life. We have done things so much our way that we have somehow missed God's plan for his people because we have been so busy doing. We desire to do things and only how we desire to do things. But I believe that God will be restored in this city and to grow and develop and redevelop and to increase like never before. And a part of that increase is getting people to hear the voice of God. You will never ever produce like you produce without hearing God's voice, crying out to the Lord, selling out to the Lord, abiding according to the plans and the will of God. Oftentimes we do things according to how we want to do things, and we miss what it is that God is calling us to do. We are busy searching. There's so many people who are constantly searching. You're searching, 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 and you're never finding. And the reason why you're never finding, because many people, you search with an extra motive behind your search. I'm talking right now. I need you to get that. You have an ulterior motive behind your search. When will we get to the place as a body of Christ? We will just search and seek the Lord for who he is. Trust him for who he is and believe him and walk in. Come on, say amen, somebody. Walk in his will, abide in his will, and do what it is that he's called you to do without any extra ulterior motive. There has come a time in life where you have a kingdom seek that's attached to your life that is not based on what you see and how you see it, but is based on what you believe. You believe God, you walk in God, you trust God, and you operate in God. I've discovered that that is one of the greatest battles for today's average believer, is that they cannot and they do not choose to hear. And they do not choose to hear the voice of God and the plans of God and what it is that God has attached you to. And that's why we begin to miss our Lord and Savior. And so what I want to do is challenge the body of Christ to get to a place where your focus is restructured. Your plans, your ideas, the assignment. See, God doesn't change assignments, but he does change interests. Now, that's good what I said. He doesn't change the assignment as much as he changed the interest. Sometimes God will cause your interest to become very interested in other things that will literally produce the result of your assignment. Glory to God. For instance, God has given me an assignment in ministry. And in that assignment in ministry, he's entrusted me to operate and what it is that he's called me to operate in. And I would always think that my assignment was attached to just the pulpit and preaching in the pulpit and laying hands on people and prophesying to people. And sometimes your assignment can be just what it is that he has doing now, ministering to people who are less unfortunate, ministering to the homeless. And that's what I'm trying to say to somebody today. Refocus your interest. Ask God, God, how do I accomplish my assignment in the earth by refocusing my interests? And this is the word that I'm trying to share with you. Perfect example, let's give you scripture. David had an assignment from the Lord. David was designed to be a king at the age of 14. He was chosen by God long before his kingship came into place. But before the kingship can come into place, David had to go through so many different other interests and trials and battles before really walking into a place of repentance and deliverance so that he can access the authority of his kingship. And this is what I'm saying to a lot of people. Just because you experience things down through life and you go through things in life, that's not a reason for you to give up. That's the reason for you to continue to persevere. Knowing that you are in a very strong place, access the move of God. God has a unique plan for your life. Say amen to this here. Just like Paul, who name us was Saul. He was on a set assignment. He was moving and coming after people and killing people and killing the lives of the believers. And God said, you know what? You have an assignment to lead. You have an assignment to structure. You have an assignment to develop. You have an assignment to draw people. He said, so I'm not going to change your assignment. I'm just going to change your interest. So God flips his interest from going after people in a negative manner to going after people in a spiritual manner. So now he becomes a warrior for God, and he starts slaying demons and devils and casting out spirits and getting people delivered and set free. Every person must understand that in reinventing yourself, it is not a change of assignment as much as it is a change of interest. And if you can change your interest, you can operate in your God-sent assignment. Glory to God. So how do you refocus? What you should be start doing is start refocusing, reattaching, renewing, refreshing, rejuvenating, having different contacts, different people that you are partnershipping with, not always connecting and partnershipping with the same people that have kept you bound all these years. Think about it. You've been in the same place, in the same position with the same people, and there's been absolutely no success or development in your life. So how do you cast that out? And how do you become free from that? And how do you deliver and set free and cast the hand of the enemy out? Well, the number one way to cast the devil out and to become delivered and free is to, number one, reinvent your entrance. If you know that these people that you've been around, that this is the only thing that they are attracted to, this is the only thing that they're attached to, and you have a greater interest, you understand that if I move on to my greater interest, I don't have to worry about them following me because what I'm interested in, they're not interested in. Glory to God. And so you start developing like-minded people who are interested in what God has called you to be interested in and begin to attach to that assignment that is on your life. You start to get the full determination of that assignment. So I want to challenge the people of God as I get ready to close. Short word, not a long word. God's changing your interests, but not your assignment. You guys be encouraged and be blessed. Take care. Thank you guys for hanging out with me. Thank you for listening, and I truly pray that this word has been a blessing to you. God bless.